I'm Petty Officer Anton Wendler. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, establishment of Naval Strategic Studies Group and SECNAV announces service life extensions. The Department of the Navy is establishing a Naval Strategic Studies Group, or NSSG, program in January, administered by the Department of the Navy Office of Strategic Assessment. The NSSG will be modeled after the Strategic Studies Group created during the Cold War, which held a twofold mission: to train future flag officers in strategic thinking and to conduct research on some of the Navy's most vexing strategic challenges. Here is Petty Officer Duran reading a quote from Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro about his expectations for his officers.
I expect my seasoned, mid-grade officers to be brilliant on naval tactics and operations by the time they report for graduate education. I need future flag and general officers who will think strategically about how to lead naval forces in an increasingly contested maritime domain and amidst intense economic, technological, and military competition.
Secretary Del Toro announced on October 31st that the Department of the Navy plans to operate 12 Arleigh Burke-class destroyers beyond their 35-year expected service life. The decision, based upon hull-by-hull evaluation of ship material condition, combat capability, technical feasibility, and life cycle maintenance requirements, will result in an additional 48 ship years of cumulative ship service life in the 2028 to 2035 timeframe. Here is Petty Officer Duran again reading a quote from Del Toro about the importance of these destroyers.
Extending these highly capable, well-maintained destroyers will further bolster our numbers as new construction warships join the fleet. It also speaks to their enduring role in projecting power globally and, most recently in the Red Sea, their proven ability to defend themselves, as well as our allies, partners, and friends from missile and drone attacks.
To find out more, you can visit Navy.mil. To stay up to date with what's happening in your community, visit Facebook.com/AFNNaples and stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Anton Wendler.